Invoking the inner friend. Spend some time being with your body in the very benign presence of your own being, actually. Letting the body relax. Letting the mind expand out into the surf. You can enjoy the beautiful sounds of the surf. Just as you become more and more comfortable, more relaxed, just notice your own presence and then the sounds of the surf and the feeling of the wind. Go back and forth between your own self, the one seated here relaxing in the body, this conscious being that is me, just gently focusing on my own presence, and differentiating my presence from the sounds of the surf, of the waves. Focusing on yourself, focusing on the waves. Noticing that viveka, that discrimination between the two, my own presence and the sounds of the surf. See if you can notice my own presence and the sounds of the surf at the same time, simultaneously. The two different experiences, my own presence and the sounds of the surf. Being with myself. And noticing the sounds of the surf. Being with myself, and if you're experiencing this beautiful, gentle breeze that I am from where I'm seated, just your own presence and the cooling, beautiful sensation of the gentle breeze. Notice the one, then the other, the breeze, in my own presence, going back and forth between myself, my own self-experience, this conscious being. now. See if you can recognize simultaneously the sensations of the breeze on my skin and my own presence, differentiating between the two, both happening simultaneously. I am present to the breeze, which is cooling my skin. Focusing on the breeze and the surf and whatever other perceptions might be taking place. Right now, simultaneously, I'm feeling the breeze upon my skin and I'm hearing the surf, the waves gently landing on the shore. From those perceptions that are coming in through my sense organs and my own presence. Gently focusing on me, just my own simple being. Enjoy the sensory perceptions of the wind and the surf and whatever else is coming into the mind. See if you can notice that the perceptions of the wind and the surf don't cover without causing any change or touching me really in any way. And notice that I don't need to turn away from the perceptions of the wind and the surf. I don't need to turn my mind away from them in order to appreciate my own presence. They're not disturbing me. They're not touching my own being. This me. Allowing the wind and the surf to continue as they will. Shift your focus just to your physical body, the posture in which you're seated. Just feel your body. Just be aware of your body. Suggesting it to relax even more deeply, more thoroughly than it is at this moment. Let it to relax. Ask it to relax even more. Let it relax. And as it relaxes, just let yourself be fully aware, fully embodied, fully aware of your body. all of the sensations going on in the body. Areas that may be having some tension, giving some love and relaxation to those areas. And you just notice that you actually are aware of your body, the sensations of the body, the posture of the body. Relaxing. Your body is actually being perceived through your sense of touch. Since your eyes are closed, it's really the sense of touch that is giving you all of the sensations, even the shape and the outline of the body. Now see if you can move back and forth between your perception of the body and its process of relaxation and your own presence, focusing on me as a awareful being. I go back and forth between me, my own presence, this conscious being that I am. Just sit with me, your own self. And then focus, change the focus to your body. And now sit with me. Really, you can say the one who indwells the body, this conscious being that identifies myself. And then focus back on the sensations of the body. The experience of the body that I'm really having through sensory perception, through my sense of touch. Focus on your own presence, me. Say the one who's aware of the body. It's a subtle distinction. Focus again on the waves and the wind, and then back, differentiating your own presence from the waves and the wind. Now staying with that presence of yourself, your own being, focus on the physical body. The sensations, the outline, the posture of the physical body. And now back to my own being. My own presence. Differentiating myself from the wind and the waves. and now differentiating myself from the experience of the physical body. Allowing the experience of the wind and the waves and the physical body to be as they are. Just gently focus more inward, just on me, my own presence, on the conscious being, the one who is the Sakshi, the knower. Conscious being that lends its consciousness to the body and to the wind and to the waves. Feeling the body continuing to relax. Gently focusing on your own presence. Notice now that the body is breathing. Breathing on its own. It doesn't require any activity or will on your part. The body naturally breathes. So shift your focus to the breath. Letting the body breathe without any will on your part. Just let the mind follow the breath. Following the breath, letting the breath just naturally occur. Notice your own presence. The me, the one who is present to the breath. Perceptions. The breathing, the body, the wind, the surf. Putting a little more focus just on my own being. Allowing these other perceptions to simply take place. Turn your attention gently to the mind itself. Relaxing the mind, being an inner friend to the mind. Whatever thoughts may be passing through, any type of associative thinking, just relax, allow them to be. welcoming them completely, no resistance, simply being with the mind, allowing it to be as it is, to feel as it feels, to think as it thinks, to imagine as it imagines, to remember as it remembers, to worry as it worries. To be restless as it is restless. Feel the mind relaxing in that complete welcoming, allowing it to be of what it is, loving the mind for what it is, for all of its capacities. All of its thoughts, all of its processing. Feel your mind expanding and relaxing in that welcome, in that respect and gratitude. Conscious being that lights up the mind. It's very personal. Differentiating me, the silent, changeless me. Focusing on me and my own presence. Allow the mind to be the mind, the breath to be the breath, the body to be the body, the wind and the surf to be the wind and the surf. Focusing on your own presence, this me that you are. Let your own simple presence become more dominant in the presence of the wind and the surf, in the presence of the body, in the breath, in the presence of the thoughts. And feelings. Allowing all those to be as they are. Gently focus on your own being. The being that you are, the me, this me that indwells all of these experiences, now as the buddhi, the mind focuses gently on me, make a slight shift and just be me, be yourself. The one who is as though wearing the mind as a dress, wearing the breath, wearing the body, wearing the wind and the surf. Without myself being changed or touched in any way. Just be yourself. Noticing how free you are, untouched you are, in the midst of so many experiences. Accept all of them, even if you're feeling restless or agitated or tired, whatever experience may be there. Accept all of those as experiences that are coming and going. If the mind is needing to talk to you, welcome it to talk. If the little ones are wanting to be with you, let them be with you. All the while noticing the changelessness of your very beautiful presence. So now just noticing, being yourself. Noticing your own presence. Give the mind and the body some free rein to do what they need to do. The body needs to relax or change its position. If there's some thoughts that are nagging at you and things you want to think about, if the little ones inside want some attention, let all of that take place. Letting your mind all the while keep recognizing again and again your own presence. So silent and still. So benign. is in fact the inner friend. Your own being, this me, is the inner friend. Who you in fact are is the inner friend. Yourself is the self of the inner friend. Just notice what you are like, what your own presence, your own being, this me that you are. Your own nature is totally free from fear. Your being simply cannot cause fear, nor can it be afraid. Abhayam. Abhayam means free from fear. Just notice the truth of it, what you are like.